Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Driven into the gap. And nobody's there. And Devers off to the races. And he's going to stop at second. The Giants take the lead.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's been a busy week in terms of the Rafael Devers discussion. Last night, made his Giants debut. Prior to that, he was introduced at a press conference, said he'd play anywhere. Giants do lose 3-2 to the Guardians. So same result as the Red Sox yesterday. But Devers had two hits by himself in five at-bats. Red Sox had two hits total.
Yeah,
and got blanked last night against the Seattle Mariners. So for more on what the Giants are getting or think they're getting in Rafael Devers and more on what the Red Sox are getting in return from the Giants in this trade, we welcome in Dave Fleming, brother of Will, voice of the San Francisco Giants. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time here on Jones and Keefe.
You're welcome, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is out there. I guess it's just turned noontime, huh?
It is just after high noon here on WEEI. So I heard you emceeing the introductory press conference yesterday, talking about the great history of the Giants and Devers joining that lineage. What exactly do you feel like the Giants think they're getting in Rafael Devers?
I think they do think they're getting a guy who can fit in that, sort of pantheon. I do. It's funny because Giants play in this ballpark now and really have since they came to San Francisco because Candlestick was a horrible place to hit. And Oracle Park is beautiful, and it might be the most beautiful park in the game, and people love coming to it, and our fans love it, but it could be the hardest park to hit in baseball. I mean, it's an extreme pitcher's park, and so part of what I said yesterday was, like, in spite of all that and the Giants winning all these World Series with Lincecum and Bumgarner and Kane and all these guys pitching leading the way, it's still the franchise of Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Barry Bonds and Will Clark and Orlando Cepeda and Buster Posey, and like the Giants have a lineup of great hitters that's basically unmatched. I mean, even the Yankees would have a hard time. You know, you could have a good debate about Bonds, Mays, and McCovey against Garrett Ruth and Mantle and Judge or whatever. So anyway, like the Giants have been starving for a big star hitter, and they do feel like they got an elite hitter. You know, whatever was going on in Boston and whatever you think about the defensive position or capabilities of Devers, I don't think there's much of a debate. You know, Kershaw said it on Sunday Night Baseball the other night. Top 10 hitter in the game, and he said at worst maybe better than that, and I think I agree with that. Like, he's elite, and that's what the Giants think they're getting.
Were Giants fans at all wondering, why is this guy available? Why would he get dealt here in early June?
I'm sure, I mean, everybody was so shocked that it happened. I'm sure that was part of it. I don't think they spent a whole lot of time dwelling on that. I think they were like, we got this guy. Sure. We'll take him. Whatever happened. Everybody who follows baseball knows at least the basics of what was going on. But look, the Giants are a franchise we've always had. You know, Bonds certainly had his moments of prickliness, and you know, if Giants fans got real sensitive about outsiders criticizing them for the way one of their players was acting, or so I think there is like a little sensitivity around here of don't judge. You don't know what's going on. Just take your guys and go play with your guys. And I think that's at least Giants fans' hope is that it's kind of a reset for a talented young guy.
What do you think of the return package coming back to Boston? Because for us here, at least on this show, I don't think either of us are going to miss Devers very much. I mean, he's never, as much as you and Kershaw believe he's an elite hitter, he's very, very good. He's never been top 10 in MVP voting over the course of his career. So I was kind of done with Devers on the one hand. I'm also a little underwhelmed by the return, and I think a lot of fans are frustrated by what the Red Sox are getting back. What did you think of the package coming back to Boston?
Yeah, I mean, I won't debate you because you guys have seen a lot more of Devers than me. He's got the most extra base hits of any player in baseball since 2019. So, you know, I think that's pretty elite. But regardless of that, Kyle Harrison is a talented young pitcher. And, you know, at one point, even just a couple years ago, a lot of people thought he was the number one pitching prospect in the game. Kyle has a very, very good fastball. When he's right, when his body's right, his fastball is not only high velocity from the left side, it's just got that, it's some of those characteristics that make it really tough to hit. He has really struggled to develop the secondary pitches to complement it, to make him a more complete starter. He's 23 years old. He still has time to do that. I'm a believer in Kyle Harrison, and I think in time, the Red Sox could have themselves a, you know, ace is too high of a bar probably, but, you know, a true big league starting pitcher, which is really valuable. So, and I really hope that for Kyle. He's a great kid, grew up in the Bay Area. So I think Kyle Harrison is a guy with a lot of promise. You know, as for the rest of it, Jordan Hicks just wasn't fitting here. He was having a hard time staying healthy. They tried to convert him into a starter. That didn't really work. Then he went to the bullpen and was a total mess his first few times out of the pen after, you know, training to be a starter. Jordan Hicks can be a good, solid reliever for the Red Sox. He can be. And then the two minor leaguers are good prospects. It's hard to ever predict that. I don't really have a way of comparing what they could have gotten. I mean, I see all these articles being written about like, oh my gosh, the Giants took the contract on and the Red Sox offloaded the contract, and you know, like, I don't know. I mean, that kind of stuff, that's not why I'm a sports fan, like following contracts and contract details. Like, I want to see good players, and so I think the Giants just felt like we got the best player in the trade, and that's that, and that was sort of the bottom line.
Were you surprised that the Giants didn't have to include their top prospect Eldridge in the deal? There's been reporting here, at least locally, that the Red Sox asked for him, they backed off of it. Maybe the contract was the offshoot there or the trade-off there, but were you surprised when you first saw the deal that Eldridge wasn't included?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I thought I was surprised that the Giants could not, that I didn't think the Giants were going to trade Eldridge, because Bryce Eldridge has a chance to be great and you know, maybe the best power prospect in the game right now. He's just a monstrous kid who looks really talented. Yeah, so I didn't think the Giants were going to trade him. But I figured that if the Red Sox were going to deal Devers, they were going to have to get a guy like that back in return. And maybe they believe that about Kyle Harrison. I could talk myself into thinking Kyle Harrison is that level of talent. So, you know, that could be that's what the Red Sox decided. I thought all along the Giants and the Red Sox were good trade partners. Giants desperately need offense. The Red Sox seem to have this sort of logjam of hitters, young and old, and you know, maybe there was a match to get some pitching to Boston and some hitting to San Francisco, and I thought they were a good match. I just figured it might be a less explosive trade, you know, a less high profile trade. And so it almost never occurred to me that Devers could be had for what wouldn't be considered like a, you know, I'm not saying a Juan Soto haul, but, you know, Soto was dealt for a huge prospect package with very little time left on his contract. And I guess maybe the perception is that the contract is an anchor as opposed to an asset. I think the Giants are looking at it like, hey, this guy's signed. He's going to be here. Whatever happens 8 years from now, who cares about that? The next 3, 4, 5 years, you've got a middle of the order hitter who's in his prime. And that's what matters more than, like, you know, trying to evaluate the aging curve and all that stuff that everybody likes to talk about.
Where do the Giants plan on using Devers? I know last night he was the DH, but you got Matt Chapman on the IL. I know Devers, you know, said yesterday he would play wherever they need him to play, but where do you think this season you're going to see him?
Yeah, they're not going to play him at third. And I think I talked to Buster Posey yesterday about it, and Buster basically said, look, we don't think it's fair. Chapman's coming back in like 2 weeks. So we don't think it's fair. He hasn't played third. It was the point of contention back home. Let's not have him go out there for 10 days and then he gets yanked from that spot. I think they're going out of their way. Let's try to be overly communicative and listen to his feedback, talk to him through all this, and make him as comfortable as possible. So he's going to be primarily the DH for now. He's got a first base glove on the way. I think he said it's arriving today. He doesn't even have a first baseman's mitt. I mean, he's literally never played first. But I think the Giants believe he can do it, and he's agreed to take ground balls and work pregame on first base defense. And so the next few days are going to be dedicated to that. And I don't think it's an impossibility that this weekend when the Sox are in town, I don't think it's impossible that you would see Devers play first base in at least one of those games.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That'd be perfect. That would be perfect. It adds to the whole thing. I love that. Now, Dave, I'm not as familiar with your play-by-play style as your brother Will, so I don't know how many chances you've had to use animal noises.
Oink! Oink!
But that's really picking up some steam around here.
And can you explain the context of that for me, please?
Basically, Lou Maloney calls Garrett.
You should ask your brother to do that.
Lou Maloney refers to Garrett Crochet as a pig because he has filthy stuff. And after one of the great Crochet games, I think it was a strikeout. Your brother decided to cap it off with an oink oink.
That's fun. I mean, you guys laughed when I said he might play first base this weekend. What's the point of all this? Like, why do we do any of this? It's supposed to be fun. It's entertainment.
Right.
It's like all this stuff is like, so bring it on. If this weekend, if we got some oinks, if we got Devers over at first, whatever. Good. That's what it's supposed to be.
It is really an amazing part of this whole thing is the way the schedule broke. They trade them on a Sunday and then Friday head to head. Because not that the Red Sox and Giants play each other all that often. And here we go. So looking forward to the series very much.
All right. And
yeah, me too.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time. Say hi to your brother at the buffet line as well.
Oink! Oink!
When he's there in San Francisco. And thanks for the insight on this move. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I can't wait to see him here in town. I'll talk to you guys again, I hope.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Dave.
Dave Fleming, the voice of the Giants, brother of Will, kind enough to join us here high noon on the East Coast, early out on the West Coast. He did start a little Marco Sturm there, where he's like, hey, I don't know.
It's a good point.
What time is it?
Listen, time zones throw me off, too.
Well, the time zones should throw somebody on the West Coast off when you're here and we're all in the same time zone.
Yeah, that's true.
A little less confusing, I would say. He was very nice about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, Kyle Harrison could be like a big league pitcher.
But he was surprised they didn't have to give up their top prospect.
Well, to me was the more telling answer.
When he's like,
I was surprised the Giants didn't give up their top prospects. Like, right. So, look, we're more done with Devers than not. He says he leads the bigs in extra base hits in 2019.
But everybody agrees.
They didn't get enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Predator meme.
Yeah.
You're shaking hands. Whether you like Devers, love Devers, right, hate him, like in the middle, you're like, they should have gotten more for him.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever it is out there.
Morning. Good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I told you. Perfect.
I stermed it. Like I almost said that and I'm like, he's not going to get it. We're going to throw the whole thing off.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the interview even starts.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. The first time by any means.
Yeah, like the Jordan Hicks thing too, because he didn't start anywhere else. And then the Giants kind of tried starting him, but then he also threw out of the pen. Dude. And then he talked about he's just getting hurt all the time. I guess nothing from Jordan Hicks.
I guess I didn't. Oh, no. I didn't really even think about how Devers could play first base literally against the Red Sox.
He might make his first base debut against the Red Sox.
I was just so irate he was even going to do it.
That's hilarious.
I didn't even spend the time thinking about it could happen for the first time against the Red Sox.
And
out of spite. He's finally ordering a glove, by the way.
And the way things...
What a guy.
Yeah.
They asked him in spring to take grounders at third and first, according to Julian McWilliams. He said no and demanded a trade, by the way, then.
Yep.
But sure, be mad at the Red Sox about it. But... He still didn't even bother to get a glove, showing up
to
the Giants.
All the Yankees hack buying first base gloves.
That was
a bad report. Apparently. Turns out we got some bad intel.
Turns out that was not true.
Look, not every insider report is accurate. That's true.
Pretty hilarious though if he plays first base. Now the way things are going,
He's gonna play first. Just
against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
The way things are going, the Red Sox might not have too many guys on first base when he's there. But however, if they do, let's say they get a couple of base knocks.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a hug? Is it a handshake? Is it nothing? Because usually,
Campbell, Devers is going to mean mug him.
David Ortiz would be like hugging Robinson Cano on second base during Red Sox Yankees. That's an interesting dynamic.
Durant will freeze him out.
Durant will freeze him out.
He'll freeze out Campbell if Campbell happens to magically luck his way into a bleeder and gets to first base.
Don't worry about that.
The rest of them, I bet they'll probably be okay with.
They might not get to first base. They're in a bit of a funk. They're having a hard time.
They're not getting the first base.
It's not their strong suit. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones here. Real quick, this is John in the car. John, are you already on summer vacation? I feel like we don't typically hear from you at this point in time.
Hey, every once in a while you get an opportunity, but we're inching close.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, I think Mego sent you something last night. I don't know if you saw the Patriots' new left tackle. That was Brad Stevens.
Did you see this, Keith? I don't know if everybody knows what you're talking about.
I don't.
Mego did text me this. There's a picture circulating of Will Campbell and Brad Stevens yesterday, and Will Campbell and Brad Stevens basically look like they're the same size.
Oh no! Is that a Brad Stevens thing?
It's horrific.
Or a Will Campbell thing?
It's horrific.
Oh, I think it's an anti-Campbell thing.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you were suggesting Brad Stevens put on a lot of bad weight.
No.
He looks the same.
Yeah.
Got it. It could be angles.
It's really horrific.
Could be angles.
Yeah, it's probably angles, but it's definitely not a good angle.
I've
been listening to all this, this back and forth about Raffy and whatnot and all this stuff. But, you know, Raffy might be a little bit of a dink, but the Red Sox, I was thinking this the other day. This is a crazy thought, Jones. I know you know where I'm going with this, but, like, I thought that the Red Sox need somebody like Stacey James. And then I thought, wow, that's really crazy. They don't need state media. They already kind of do okay with that with their spin. But there's no organization to it whatsoever. I mean, like, they can't even get a guy to, like, organize a Zoom call, let alone keep people on the same message or, like, have an organized staff meeting. Like,
so who do you blame for that, John?
I kind of blame Sam Kennedy a little bit. But at the same time, like, Sam Kennedy is essentially Baghdad Bob. He's like the shield to answer, and he's got his little ownership like stock thing option that John Henry gave him or whatever. Like he's the de facto Baghdad Bob guy. They need like a Dave Dombrowski if they don't have a decent GM or like the 10th option GM. Like they have to have somebody that has a clue in terms of organization and how to communicate, because you can't rely on ChatGPT to do everything.
I'm happy he said he went higher than Breslow, because so many people are just dropping this on Breslow, which is fine to do. Like the ChatGPT thing is embarrassing. Although we did find out we do the same thing here.
Yeah, I guess we can't throw stones.
With WEEAI. We did stumble across that earlier today.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's embarrassing, and like I'm fine with mocking that. But the idea that like all of a sudden they're a bad communicating team the second Breslow got here, it's like, no.
Oh, they've been doing it for a while.
Even when Theo was here, their communication lacked constantly. Never mind with Chaim Bloom. So, like, that is a much larger trend than just Breslow. Like, that's like a dysfunctional thing that goes all the way to the very tippity-top of the organization. Kennedy, Werner, Henry, like, that's way higher than just the current GM. That spans
they're consistent.
The last four or five GMs.
No, it's been GMs, it's been other managers. It's obviously been pretty consistent. So you could point out Breslow, but I don't think that this is anything brand new. plenty of other issues. Well, and he had nothing to do with Mookie Betts. He had nothing to do with John Lester.
Firing Breslow, people are like, fire Breslow. That's not going to solve it. They'll still be terrible at communicating. Well, they have been, they're bad with it with every single GM. Theo was the best at it. But Theo had to walk out in a gorilla suit at one point in time, for God's sake.
He sure did.
And he was at war with Lucchino at the time. So, no, that's always been, regardless of how successful they are on the field, regardless of if you fire Breslow on the spot today, they're going to continue to be bad at that. And that's an ownership thing.
Can we circle back to Brad Stevens and Will Campbell?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
So I was looking at that photo.
Pop that back up there on Twitch if you don't
mind. So Stevens is standing a little bit closer to the camera, slightly, and he looks like normal Brad Stevens. I thought you guys were saying he like...
Brad had put on weight.
Yeah, he like ate Brad Stevens. But like, no, he looks
Brad. Look at their feet. Brad's not that much closer to the camera.
Yeah, but Brad's tall drink of water.
Well, yeah, but...
What? I mean, he's not starting left tackle.
Did you not? When you look at Brad Stevens, do you go, that's a left tackle?
No, I don't think that.
Then when you look at this picture, do you go, boy, those guys look pretty similar?
He's taller, though. Will Campbell's still tall.
Yeah.
Looks good in sweats.
Brad's got broader shoulders. I'm not even joking. Brad's got broader shoulders.
That was like, you remember?
Brad's shoulders are wider than Will Campbell's.
I think it was 3 years ago before the draft, Mina Kimes took a picture next to Bryce Young, and she was, like, towering over him. And everyone, she's like, no, it's like an angle. Or whatever. She's like, don't worry, he's a good guy or whatever. He's like, oh, my God, you can put Bryce Young in your pocket. And she's like, no. She's like, I'm standing close to the camera. But it was like, that was bad optics at the time.
Look, I know from that picture is when Will Campbell has to move to left guard, Brad Stevens is an option at tackle. That's all I know from looking at that
picture.
He's tall? 6'1", 7'7".
Pass blocking, good technique.
7'93". I don't think he has the mean streak for left tackle. No. I don't think that's in Brad's DNA. Will Campbell is nasty, as we
Brad
said.
Stevens listed only at 6'1".
I don't like that.
All right, well.
What's the wingspan? What's the shoulder length?
I'm looking at Brad Stevens' weight.
Yeah, if you could. Oh, this is the Bryce Young picture.
When he played at DePauw. Yeah, is that it?
Yeah. Is it? So I don't know. You tell me. I haven't seen it.
He's a little bit taller. That's Mina Kimes. They're like basically eye to eye.
Yeah.
He was listed at 6'1", 178 when he played in college. Brad Stevens was. Well, so even if you put on 10 pounds, he's 188.
Man, it's like Will Campbell in the combine. It's not that different.
His arms get longer, though, at the pro day. That's good.
We'll continue with your feedback here on Jones and Keefe. We have a Dork Minute for you coming up at the end of the hour, about a half an hour from now. And let's continue with the Rafael Devers discussion. Some rivals actually think the Red Sox did pretty well.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We've been talking about the subject for the last week. You know, obviously, you know, on Sunday we got the news. You know, the deal went down after the game, and you know, we were at the airport, and then we have to, you know, get Rafi, talk to him, and let him know what happened. So, but. There's been conversations, and there's something that it happens in every organization, right? As far as like the communication part of it, you know everything, and then they kept me in the loop with what was going on, and we decided to make the move on Sunday.
That was Alex Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. They come your way 90 minutes from now at 2:00. If you missed any of the Cora interview, check it out. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live there to the hashtag Dork Minute about 15 minutes from now.
Nice.
Rich Keefe will give you an overview of what is it specifically? What's coming up?
A lot of news and notes.
On streaming, movies, yeah, TV, all
kinds of
it.
Movie, TV news.
Nice.
A whole bunch.
That's in the
Dork. A real potpourri.
The Dork Minute.
That's right.
About 15 minutes from now. I will say, just listening to that for the second time today, Cora echoed some of what Sam Kennedy said in his introductory statement when they did their press conference, or Zoom call, rather, the other night. It all happened in the last week. I do think, like, the real impetus and decision to trade Rafael Devers was when Henry went to Kansas City,
100%.
Got on the flight, and Devers said, I'm not doing it. And Henry said, we're trading this guy. But I think the real reason to pick up the pace and the tempo correlates almost, right down to the minute to Sunday Night Baseball when he didn't hustle it out to first base. Kennedy said it was a week ago. Cora said it happened over a week, Sunday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really where the clubhouse and even Cora was probably like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
If the guy's not hustling, even I can't do this anymore. And I wonder if that's when officially everybody got on board. They turned it into hyperdrive. They stopped warring with the Giants over, yeah, we want Eldridge. And the Giants said, well, we'll give you Eldridge, but we're not going to eat the whole contract.
Tony, Henry didn't want to pay me.
We're going to eat the whole contract. Here's what it is. Go for it. And finally, the Red Sox said, he's not hustling. Fine. We'll take the offer. We're not going to hold out for your top prospect. We'll take the offer because we can't with this guy.
And it also could have been even worse inside the clubhouse, right? Like, so, because we saw him on the field. So that's one thing that we can see. And there was the time that he didn't, haul ass all the way down to first base. So you could point to that. But maybe some of these reports about he was mad at Christian Campbell for being willing to play first base. Maybe some of the other stuff just got kind of out of hand in there too. And they're like, all right, this is bad, because Kennedy and Breslow, for as many jokes as we made about the Zoom thing and how awkward it was, they did many times in a bunch of different ways and from their answers talk about like the importance of the young guys and providing like the right environment for them to succeed.
Yeah.
So it's like, he wasn't it. Like, he was, not only was he not helping the young guys, they felt like he was actively hurting the young guys.
Yeah. And Cora didn't deny that, by the way. This is in his pregame interview.
And none of the players are upset that he's gone.
No.
Like, what does that tell you?
Doesn't seem like it. So, Cora, I heard actually Papelbon talking about this. Was Papelbon, where was this? I think it was on Fell Territory.
Okay.
And he said something like, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, yeah, I heard Breslow was asked if he wanted to address the team, and the team's like, no, we're good, which I initially was like, oh, God, they don't even want to hear from Breslow.
No, they're like, we don't need an answer.
They're like, we
know the answer.
We get it.
Right.
We get why you wanted this guy gone.
Yeah, that's pretty telling.
So, look, they probably didn't want to hear from Robo Breslow either.
Yeah,
I mean, I get that. But
no, but if they were really pissed, they might be like, all right, let's see what this guy says. And exactly. Be like, all right, let's see how this goes. And then call him an effing stiff when he leaves or whatever. But no, they're like, we got it. Good, he's gone. Let's move forward.
So, you know, I think, I'll tell you, Cora again didn't deny the Campbell thing. He quibbled with whether or not, he latched on to whether or not Campbell volunteered.
He's like,
when he was asked about it. And he's like, oh, the first I heard about it was in that report this morning, meaning yesterday. But he didn't really address whether or not Devers was happy about Campbell or was upset with Campbell for volunteering and or being asked to go to first base. He didn't really address that part of it, which I think also was telling. He ignored what really is the key question. Was Devers undermining his teammates and specifically his young teammates? So you can weigh in on this. 617-779-7937. Mark is in Norwood. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, great show, guys. So that Zoom thing just absolutely drove me insane the other day. I mean, I don't know which one of those clowns up there was talking about touting their record over the last 24 years.
That was Kennedy. And that's what it's. So, Breslow's right, only been here a year and a half. It was Kennedy.
All right. So that sort of fits into my feeling on this Devers thing is it's a salary dump, which kind of fits into what purpose of my call was what the Red Sox had great success until they changed their business model. When their business model was playing high-priced talent and winning championships, great. But since Betts, the business model changed, and you can't really argue that, to get rid of high-priced players.
I don't argue it. I haven't argued it. In fact, I was one of the few arguing it when they fired Dombrowski. I'm like, this is stupid. I would not fire Dombrowski. People were crying about trading away all the prospects, and there's nobody in the farm system, and Dombrowski ruined the future of the franchise, and people defend a lot of fans. This is not revisionist history. I used to argue with callers all the time about whether or not moving on from Dombrowski was the right thing going forward. They changed their business model, totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they flipped it.
But I reject that this was purely a salary dump. John Henry definitely didn't want to pay the contract. But you're telling me, if Devers was a good teammate and they were winning the AL East, they'd trade him?
No. If they were
of
winning, if he was playing first base,
of course,
or
not.
If Tristan Casas never got hurt, or if Bregman never got hurt, he would still be on the team. They could have traded him in the offseason.
So
it probably came down to, you know, I think Devers was already pissed, and I don't know if he ever demanded a trade or was just like, maybe I should go somewhere else, because there was some of that talk too.
I bet he told his agent he wanted trade, and his agent told Henry
let's see how this goes.
Breslow or whomever.
But then he's DH and gets off to that really slow series, and then he ends up turning it around, and he's back to like his old ways. But I could also see in that conversation, which probably ended up being more of like an airing of grievances in Kansas City, Henry either straight up to Devers or even the immediate aftermath is like, you're either playing first base or we're trading you.
Yep.
And Devers is like, go ahead and trade me. I don't know if it came down exactly that way, but I feel like that was the end result.
No, and you're right. That would be another way. It's not really a demand.
It's not a demand.
You were given an ultimatum, and you picked.
And you chose.
So, yeah, I believe that's when it ratcheted up. Yeah. I think they were officially done with him on Sunday Night Baseball when he wouldn't leg it out to first
base. But I don't understand people that are like, it's
just a salary dump.
Because then you would have traded him a while ago. So, you have had buyer's remorse right away. You would have looked to trade him last year at the deadline. You would have traded him certainly last. The second you inked Alex Bregman, you would have traded him. And then you can't be like, well, they were looking for the biggest return.
Wrong.
Because they weren't. They didn't get the biggest return here. So if it was just a salary dump, they would have dumped him in the spring.
Bingo. They traded him. And once they decided they were trading him, they said, we don't want to eat any of the salaries. So saving money was definitely somewhere on the list. It always is with John Henry. I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't the driving force behind it. If they were winning the division, they wouldn't trade him, right? So it's not just about trading his salary. It's about the team underperforming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Devers' impact on the team and why they've underperformed. And again, never forget what Devers is actually upset about. He can blame the communication all he wants. What he's actually upset about, what he's actually angry about, is they signed a better player than him, a better leader than him, a better winner, a better teammate, and Alex Bregman. That's what he's actually upset about and could never, ever get past. You can blame the communication and the messaging all you want, and it wasn't perfect. Even Robo Breslow, has admitted it wasn't perfect. But that's what he's actually mad about. They signed a guy who's better than him, better winner, better teammate, better leader.
And clearly,
he can't get past it.
And clearly, like in the locker room, it hit a tipping point because they were on a winning streak. They had just swept the Yankees. They had dug themselves out of a, being sub 500 for so long. The trade deadline is not for another month and a half. So you could have waited till either a losing streak. You could have waited to the deadline. I'm sure the same deal probably would have been there from the Giants.
I like Harrison more than I think even Dave Fleming.
Great.
But I'm telling you, this deal would have been there
but they were
a
like,
month from now.
We got to move on.
It would have been there in the offseason. I'm sure it was there in the spring. Mm-hmm. It would have been there for them. Real quick, though, people within baseball tell Buster Olney.
Well.
What?
I don't know about this.
They tell Buster Olney that the Red Sox actually did pretty well on this trade. You ready for it?
Wasn't there also somebody in baseball that said this was the Luka Doncic trade?
Yeah, somebody said that. Somebody said that to June Lee. It was Alex Cora. The fans' protest of the Devers deal largely diverged from the industry view. By the way, I think Olney's getting a lot of his stuff from Cora, too. They used to work together at ESPN. Sense. Like, there's a lot of ripping of Breslow in this story. Not a lot of ripping of Cora. Minor ripping of Cora, but not a lot. So I think Cora's a source for a lot. Almost, I don't want to say all of it. A majority of the Breslow ripping, I bet it's coming from Cora. That doesn't make it wrong. I'm just telling you that's where it's leaking from. A lot of rival officials thought the Red Sox did well, ridding themselves of a one-dimensional star with an expensive contract who refused layers of requests of change, received four players from the Giants in return, including talented lefty Kyle Harrison. Quote, WTF were the Giants doing taking on that whole contract? One executive asked rhetorically via text. He said, oh my God, that deal won't end well. So that's more about the contract.
Yeah.
Another executive said he thought on a scale of 10, with 10 being terrible, management's handling of the Devers situation was a 6, so not good. He also said they made mistakes, but Devers' handling of it was a 10 out of 10 in how bad it was. Regardless of Devers' handling of the situation, Olney continues, it's clear the Red Sox have some work to do filling the role that he leaves. Red Sox did well in this trade for the long term, one exec said, but they're going to miss him. You're not going to replace a hitter like Rafael Devers.
No, and certainly didn't last night when they belted out two hits.
Devers lineup's out. Lineup is out.
Yeah, you want the lineup,
I
Jones?
Do, actually.
You want the lineup?
Oh, nice.
All right, so Jaron Duran's going to lead off in left field. Nice. Abraham Toro at first base will bat second.
Okay.
Roman Anthony hitting 080, which, again, let the record show. I'm fine with it. Keep playing him. Keep hitting him.
People
are like, oh, if he comes up and stinks, you guys are going to want him down. No.
No, I don't
I
want
him up.
I don't want
time.
Him down. I just, if he's going to be here, I would like him to hit more than 80. I don't really, what are we arguing about? We all want him to hit higher than 80?
I'd like him to hit higher
That's
than
That's all
80.
We're saying.
Do you want him to hit him third in the order? All right.
Right.
Roman Gonzalez, your DH tonight, batting fourth.
The lefty on the bump?
No, it is not.
Oh, boy.
I don't think so, right? Castillo tonight. Yeah, or this afternoon.
That's Castillo.
Okay. All right. Marcelo Meyer batting fifth at third base. Trevor Story. David Hamilton. Getting a lot of run.
Boy, jeez.
Christian Campbell in center field and Connor Wong behind the plate.
So Red Sox team under, can you, like, negative runs?
Yeah, Garrett Crochet is going to have to toss a shutout.
Complete game shutout.
It's a big start for Crochet, but he can do, again, I'm not worried about him going against the Mariners. I was worried, stupidly, going against the Yankees, and if he could handle the rivalry, I'm not worried about him against the Mariners, despite struggling to start number one with you and I, among others, in the building when he got lit up by his standards.
David Hamilton's playing too much.
Well, so look.
Let the record show.
Right
Knock
now,
it off.
Right.
If only they had Devers.
Well,
but Bregman even. I'll take Bregman.
But hang on. Bregman. Yeah, well, Bregman, Abreu, like when those guys come back, the lineup. They're,
or
then,
even Rafaela.
Then
like,
we should be done.
A day here.
Fine. Well, we should be done with the David Hamiltons of the world.
Seriously.
When
I mean,
those
Abreu,
guys are
outside of his hot start, was hitting like 180 in the last
month. When's Abreu back?
Right? Devers was hitting 200. Devers was hitting 200 this month.
Okay.
If you wanted to go ahead and take out his May, if we're taking out Abreu's April, we should take out Devers' May. I don't know. Devers wasn't exactly hitting in the last month before he went to the Giants.
Will Yoshida save the season?
When can they even activate him?
End of July.
Okay. And so I don't know. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll also get to how the Red Sox conduct their interviews, which is even I, as apparently the biggest Breslow defender there is, even I can't defend that one. Plus, we have the hashtag Dork Minute. It's next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi. You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Muir's in.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right, Dork Minute. Here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. I got some stuff. I got some movie and TV news.
Right.
Including one review. Quick review.
Oh.
The Better Sister on Amazon Prime. It was one of the most watched things over the last several weeks on the streaming services, starring Jessica Biel and Elizabeth Banks.
Nice.
Nice.
Real nice.
So I don't know if this matters to anybody. Jessica Biel can't act.
So I heard you. All. I overheard Courtney's like, I got a show suggestion.
Yeah.
She suggested this to you. Like, I've seen it. And I heard you. I believe the direct quote you gave to Courtney was, can't act her way out of a paper bag.
I don't think she can.
Is what I heard.
And I'm like, maybe her character is completely emotionless. Possible.
Uh-huh.
But like, there's one scene where she has to like raise her voice. And you're like, oh no. Oh no. What have you done?
They should dub her.
Like, listen,
I know you're not a fan of the dubbed version.
No, I wouldn't dub her.
You should dub her.
Oh, she looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
But it's like, this ain't Seventh Heaven. Like, you're trying to keep up with some big time actors and actresses in this show.
This isn't.
Matthew Modine is in this.
What's the Chuck and Larry movie, Billy? I guarantee you've seen that.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yeah, she was in that.
Have you seen Dirk Diggler? The movie Dirk Diggler?
I was right around it.
Was she also in the Texas Chainsaw remake?
Yes. And she was good in that.
Yeah, she actually was good in that.
I thought she was great.
Just chase her around Leatherface, and I guess she can act.
That was 22 years ago.
I think that came out in like 03. That was or whatever. That was a while ago. But yeah, this one, really not that great. On my dork scale of 6, I'd give it like a 3.5. It was not that good of a show.
Oh, that's, if it's not a good show, a 3.5 is much higher than I thought you were going to grade
it. So I'm an easy grader.
You are an easy grader.
Also, I did watch all 8 episodes. Like, I didn't bail on it.
Right.
It was a whodunit. I wanted to know whodunit.
Sick brag, bro.
You're a completionist.
I am a completionist. Famously, I am a completionist. And so I watched the whole thing. But comparing it to some of the other shows, like, I thought the Jon Hamm show on Apple Plus, Your Friends and Neighbors, was like slightly better.
Oh, okay.
But like, still neither one were great. I was a little disappointed in the show altogether.
All right, so don't watch it.
A new trailer today for Deliver Me From Nowhere. This is the Jeremy Allen White movie where he is going to play Bruce Springsteen. It comes out on October 24th. Two questions. Mm-hmm. Are you in on Bruce Springsteen?
like as an artist or a movie?
No, artist.
Mean, honestly, I'm pretty out on both, to be honest. I'm not the biggest Bruce guy, and I'm not into watching. I mean, look, we like Chalamet, Bob Dylan, but I'm not really into watching that level of biopic, no.
What about just biopics in general?
Nah.
I feel like...
Is there controversy? Like, is there controversy? Then maybe, but like...
The Bob Dylan one, there was zero controversy.
Yeah, it's just the guy...
It was like, all right, he's got good songs.
He plugged in. His voice is weird, but he writes well.
You're like,
he played electric music.
It's like, all right.
Not playing folk music at the folk band.
I need a little more controversial topics than that. I'm not out on biopic, but like, what is it with Springsteen?
So there was like Walk the Line, right? The Johnny Cash one was good.
That I liked. He was a mess.
You know what was pretty good? It was Rocket Man.
Didn't see it.
Taron Egerton played Elton John.
Yep. I'm aware of it. Didn't see it.
It was good. Bohemian Rhapsody,
garbage. People said it was terrible.
Was terrible.
But that seems like that's a good subject for one of these.
It is.
But so like, why was it so bad? I didn't watch it.
It was 8 days long.
But Rami Malek also won the Oscar, which is why. So he won the Oscar, didn't actually sing the songs as Freddie Mercury.
Oh,
Taron Egerton didn't even get nominated, and he sang the Elton John songs.
Well, I mean, he lets
close.
He does a million Elton John songs in the Sing movies as well. So, yeah, he can sing. Yeah.
But Jeremy Allen White, good, famously from The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in The Iron Claw. But so we'll see how he does with Bruce Springsteen. Also, these movies have done they've missed the chance to make them all a shared universe. So the Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie, they had Johnny Cash in the movie, but they didn't have Joaquin Phoenix Johnny Cash.
I see. So they should
have blended them all together.
Interesting.
I like a shared universe.
Now here's a bit of you do. He's a bit of an odd duck though. Does he not want it? Did he not want to do it?
Joaquin?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe he turned it down. I have no idea.
All right.
But anyway, so you can see the movie about the boss. As for Jeremy Allen White, The Bear season 4 comes out next Wednesday.
All 8 are dropping at once, right?
10.
I'm sorry. The whole season is dropping.
And they're all about a half hour. I saw somebody tweeted out the run times earlier. There is one episode that's over an hour.
Oh, boy.
69 minutes.
Okay.
Nice.
Real nice.
So that's probably going to be like the real like crazy. Maybe a flashback again.
Fishes? That was an hour plus, right? Was that the name of it?
I think Fishes was the
one.
Is that
what it was called? Something like
the Christmas one?
Yeah, where they had all the cameos.
That was a great episode.
It was a great episode. So maybe I shouldn't be so anti an hour plus episode.
There's a new Harold and Kumar movie in the works.
Nice.
You on that? Bill, you on that?
I mean, I'll probably see it.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what was happening.
Is this a
Billy comedy over here? He's going to see this.
Christmas one was meh.
The first one
was awesome. The first one was amazing.
This would be the third.
I saw the first, which was amazing.
This is the fourth.
The fourth?
Because they had the original, they had Guantanamo Bay, they had the Christmas one, and now this one.
There you go. The best was how they marketed
it. I know you mocked him, Billy Comedy, but he's Billy Comedy.
I'm not mocking at all.
I am mocking.
Should be his nickname.
Yeah.
I love when they first marketed the first one. They're like the guy in the background from American Pie and the other guy from Van Wilder. They're together.
And you're like, yes.
Yeah, I'll see this.
I like those guys.
This came out a couple days ago. There's going to be Spaceballs 2.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Rick Moranis coming out of retirement for Spaceballs.
He's Dark Helmet?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, he hasn't been.
I know he's playing a different role. I don't know.
Rick Moranis famously retired.
Yeah.
He took his talents and was like, I'm done with acting.
Well, he shrunk his kids. I think he was probably
huge
very.
Huge mistake.
Yeah, he was very self-conscious.
Then he blew him back up.
He blew him back up. Yeah, that's true.
Then he shrunk himself.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, good point.
Then he got punched out on the streets of New York during COVID. It was like, we are, as a society, failed.
I kind of forgot about
it. Remember, he was in the news randomly for getting like knocked out.
Sure.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But he's back for Spaceballs too. We're all excited about it. Also, LeBron James, my guy.
Yep. The show's goat.
LeBron James.
He said he'd be interested in acting after his basketball career.
Good.
So you think he might get into
Space Jam 2 was awesome.
He's like, Space Jam 1.
Any takers?
You guys want me in your film?
I'll do it.
No, LeBron.
Okay.
He was in that, was it the Bill Hader movie?
Yes.
What movie was he in?
What was it?
I think it was Trainwreck with Amy
Schumer. Yeah, that's right. I wanted to say Bridesmaids. That's what it was. That's 100%
himself,
what it was.
Though.
Yeah.
He did play LeBron James.
Yeah, but he's funny. He was funny in that.
Who was better, LeBron James as LeBron James in Trainwreck or Kevin Garnett as Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems? The answer is Kevin Garnett.
I didn't see it.
The answer is Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell is going to make a movie where he's a firefighter, and it's directed by Ron Howard. You know that? Glenn Powell, firefighter? Maybe.
Well, did Ron Howard direct Backdraft?
Good question.
Backdraft was a blockbuster back in the day.
Backdraft
was a
absolute heater.
That movie's going to make so much money opening weekend.
Backdraft was actually, you're right, Bill, good call. So will this just be like a reboot? Billy
comedy and drama.
Billy movies.
That's like an action thriller.
Billy flicks.
Look at that cast, though, for Backdraft was awesome.
Oh, my God. Kurt Russell, Billy Baldwin, Scott Glenn, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Rebecca De Mornay, Donald Sutherland, Robert De Niro.
Okay, well, why? Okay, so it's starting to pick up. I was going to say, it's like with Billy Baldwin's too.
Dude, Billy Baldwin.
I can't believe Keith can read the screen from back there.
Good point. I got the font jacked up.
He's getting there.
Jacked up over here. But, maybe Glenn Powell pops the top a little bit, puts out a couple fires. I'd watch that. Not bad.
Sure. That sounds like a movie.
And then this weekend, and really in most theaters, starting tomorrow night, you'll get 28 Years Later, the third in that horror franchise.
Too scary, these
and
commercials.
And Elio.
Oh.
The Disney pizza? Original, where he goes to space.
I thought it was a pizza movie.
Yeah, like, I'll watch that.
I have seen the ads for that. That's they're throwing a lot of that in your face. Not well reviewed.
Good early reviews.
Oh, good reviews.
84% on Roddy T's.
Nice.
So yeah, people are liking this. So anyway, there you go. There's your Dork Minute.
Okay.
Yep.
Good stuff. In the hashtag Dork Minute, we do it from time to time here on Jones and Keefe. You can listen to the hashtag Dork podcast everywhere. Keefe, find that everywhere, including on the Odyssey app.
Good tweet by Matt Jensen on Twitter.
What's that now?
LeBron James has been acting literally his entire life. He's a great actor. He is.
Nailed that.
He
has read The Godfather 100 times.
I watched Space Jam 2.
What's your favorite part of The Godfather?
Too many.
I don't know. Too many.
Too many parts to count.
Give us one specific thing about it.
Nah, I can't.
Couldn't do that.
Not going to do that for you. No, Space Jam 2. I watched it. Not my favorite.
I think it won like all the Razzies.
Did it?
It was the worst everything.
Cleaned up.
He won everything.
First Space Jam, pretty good.
Great.
Second one,
terrible.
Didn't actually see it.
You didn't see it.
I'm not going to support LeBron.
You can't really speak to it.
Not doing it.
It's really what you can't do.
But it won all the Razzies.
Okay.
That kind of tells you it's the worst.
Well, but you haven't seen it.
Well.
You guys would like. I would
the
like,
quality of a 20-year later sequel.
Yeah. Like Harold and Kumar 4.
Yeah, that's IP. that's good IP right there that he's screwing up.
All right. We'll get back to the Red Sox and their hiring practices, or at least their interview tactics. If you have not heard this, it'll blow your mind. We'll get to it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.